Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, later today, Canal Street is going to light up. It's the lighting up of the Christmas tree and the lights on Canal Street. The festivities begin at 4:30 this afternoon at Canal and North Peters, and the lights will go up, I guess, shortly after dark, which is not long after 5:30 right now. So I wanted to let you know that that's going to happen. And I tell you, Canal Street really does look nice. Downtown New Orleans looks great this time of year. And the lights will be lit up. People are coming in town for the Bayou Classic between Grambling and Southern this weekend. And it's a Thanksgiving weekend tradition. And the city is going to look really great. Just to make sure that everything is safe, there's added security, and it's a fun time. When I lived downtown, it was fun to be downtown during the Bayou Classic because, you know, there were just so many sights to see. And I want to mention this again. If you don't have to come downtown during the Bayou Classic weekend with your car, don't do it, because there's so many people drive in for the Bayou Classic. There are so many cars downtown, and one of the traditions for the Bayou Classic is to cruise Canal and to cruise Poydras. And when you go from Canal to Poydras, there are all the side streets, and those are jammed up too. So a lot of cruising goes on downtown, and it can be very, very, very hectic. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon, November 25th. It's Thanksgiving week. Some of you might be working. Some of you might be working. Some of you might be taking time off, as I said earlier. Some of you might be traveling into the city, listening to the show, traveling out of the city, listening to the show. And thank you for being with us. And, oh, let me remind you that, man, this is such a concentrated time for football. So much football to talk about. And today, a special edition of Sports Talk starts at 4 o'clock. Mike Dettillier, Steve Geller, live from the Rouse's Market in Houma. That's on Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma. Rouse's Market. They'll talk about the Saints and LSU and NFL matchups, and it'd be a good time to tune in and listen, or go by and see the guys. It's happening today from 4 to 7 here on WWL. And let's see, what else do we have? So I'm interested in this this suggestion from Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy that Americans do a better job of dressing nicer when they travel by planes. And I do remember a time when I was a kid when we actually dressed up, wore coats and ties. You know, you don't have to do that. But airline travel has become very pedestrian. I mean, you know, first class isn't even as special as it used to be. Would you consider maybe wearing nicer clothes when you travel? And would that maybe add to an atmosphere that is less conducive to aggressive behavior when flying? Because there's way too much tension in the air. Now, fortunately, I've never been on a flight where there was tension. Never. But I read about it all the time, and it happens a lot. And, you know, maybe this mentality of, we're just traveling, we don't care. There's a sort of a trashy element to dressing for a lot of people when it comes to flying. And I don't know about you, but, when I travel, I like to look nice. And I figure out what I'm going to wear when I travel. And I think that it might be relaxed, casual, but I try to look nice when I travel. And I hope you do the same. And as I have said, the thing that bothers me most is to see some, big, burly, hairy guy. Not that there's anything wrong with being big, burly, and hairy, because, you're born that way. You can't help it. But, you don't need to wear a tank top. And a lot of people, are not going to perfume headquarters, They're not, a lot of guys are not wearing, cologne. And so there's kind of a raw smell there. And anyway, I think if people dressed a little nicer, it would be better. And I know many of you, like me, remember when you really did sort of dress up when you travel. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And according to the experts, this is going to be the busiest travel year in 15 years. So a lot of people are traveling. Yeah, I'm kind of in the mood to just hit the road and go somewhere unpopular for Thanksgiving just to be somewhere. But I'm also kind of in the mood to just stay home. Really sad to hear in the news about this plane that crashed in Lake Pontchartrain. And I was thinking about this this last night when the news was breaking. This is a Cessna 172, which is it's quite often used for a flight training, and you heard that on board was a flight instructor and a student. And my thoughts are that this was a practice of flying at night, landing at night, taking off at night. Flying at night is a little different because you don't have visual landmarks like you do during the day. And new pilots need to get experience flying at night before they do it. The airplane was owned by a flight school in Gulfport, and they're devastated. The question is, what happened? This happened about 4 miles off of the runway. Over the lake, and this plane was coming in, and they lost contact with the plane, and it just disappeared, and apparently it's in the lake. I think they found a seat cushion. Now, a Cessna 172 has the wing over the cockpit. It's not a mid-wing aircraft. It's the wing is on top of the fuselage. It's probably not retractable landing gear. The landing gear is down all the time, I would assume. The first thing that came to my mind is that this was a young pilot flying at night, and there were clouds in the area. And sometimes when you're in clouds, you can become disoriented. And if you don't have an instrument rating, and if you don't know how to fly by the instruments, and if you go by what you feel, then you might end up spiraling into the water. I believe that's what happened to John F. Kennedy Jr. He was a relatively new pilot, and in a private plane, and he was flying, and the weather was not good. It was very, very cloudy, and it appears as if he became disoriented in the clouds. And you're in the clouds, and you really don't know if you're leaning right or left, or you might think that you feel that in your body, but you don't always feel that. And so he apparently became disoriented and ended up just going into the ocean. I think he was on a flight from like New York to Martha's Vineyard or something like that. And I wondered if that's what happened, because there were a few low clouds streaming through the area. But when I heard that a flight instructor was on this plane, it was hard to believe that a flight instructor would allow that to happen. A young pilot practicing flying at night gets in suddenly finds themselves in a cloud, and they lose orientation of where they are. They're not watching the instruments, so they're not trusting the instruments. They're kind of going by what they feel, and that's not the right thing, and they, end up going into the lake. The thing I think that amazed me was that the plane sank so quickly. I mean, it apparently went right down. Now, the lake is not very deep. I mean, I think the deepest point of the lake is, you know, 18 to 20 feet. It's not a very deep lake. So they'll find this plane, and so far they have not found the survivors. Or they have not found the pilot and the passenger, or the pilot and the student, and they're presumed dead at this point, because they went out right away, and they've been out all day today and just have not found anybody. You know, if they survived the crash into the lake, and there was something like a seat cushion to float on, you know, the water temperature of the lake is such that you could easily survive. So it doesn't look like that's a possibility, but it's just sad. It will be interesting to see what did happen here. But I'm so surprised that this happened with a flight instructor on that plane. All right, we're going to come back with some of your texts. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. All right, it's Thanksgiving week. This is a tradition, so we're going to share segments of this traditional song with you, the Thanksgiving song by Adam Sandler. Now, when I was listening to this earlier, getting it ready for the show today, this is not as good as the Hanukkah song. And it's almost, I think this was Adam Sandler's first song like this. And you really get the feeling that he was just, I mean, what's funny about it is he was just trying to find anything, that even if it doesn't relate, he was trying to find anything he could to rhyme with whatever he's singing about. So anyway, here's part of this Thanksgiving tradition, the Thanksgiving song by Adam Sandler.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Adam Sandler and the Thanksgiving song. We'll continue to do a few more segments from that. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us Thanksgiving week, and I hope you're starting to have more of a relaxed time, even if you're working. And I mentioned this yesterday. I want to mention it again, and we'll talk about it again tomorrow. A special thanks to those of you who are going to be working over the Black Friday, Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Those of you in particular working retail, those of you working in stores, because especially at the last minute, we've got to go get something. Those of you working in retail where people are going to be going crazy over Black Friday sale items, where sometimes the customer is not always right. Thank you for what you do. And if you're a customer, understand that you're not the center of the universe. And try to be kind to the retail people, because they have a tough job dealing with all kinds of different types. And it can't be easy. So anyway, you know, be cool about that. So the Saints have a new place kicker. New place kicker is Cade York. He was the LSU Tigers place kicker during the 2019 championship year. I think he's been with the Bengals. I think he was the number three kicker with the Bengals. So they tried him out, and we got him now. So the question is, if you're Blake Groupe, I mean, what do you do? You lose your job in the NFL as a place kicker. I mean, what would be a good job for you now that you're not in the NFL? I mean, does another team pick him up? I mean, I hope one of the teams in our division picks him up. And he may go to another team and be successful. Something got in his head, and he lost it. And some of you will remember this. There was a kicker. He was a place kicker and a punter. And he was from the University of Texas, and this was years ago. I guess this was in maybe the late 70s. We got this guy, we drafted this guy who was a place kicker and a punter, two for one. And he was unbelievable in college. When he got with the Saints, he just lost it. Something got in his head, and he couldn't get it out of his head. Russell Erksleben. Russell Erksleben was very inefficient as a kicker. He was great in college. He was terrible with the Saints. And so sometimes that happens. So what does Blake Groupe do? What would be a good job for somebody who was a place kicker in the NFL? You know, we've kind of joked about how, well, he couldn't be a talk show host because too often he would be, far left, far right. You know, sometimes you just have to try to be kind of down the center. I mean, within the goalpost, I mean, you can be a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, but, you know, you don't want to be far right or far left. So, you know, talk show host is out of it. What would be a good job for Blake Groupe? I love the text I got a few minutes ago from someone who said that I should probably get Gail Benson or Mickey Loomis on the air and ask them to tell me their best Groupe story, which was very funny. So anyway, if you want to join us with a comment about that, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. You know, I didn't do it last hour. I said I would. I got distracted. But there's an interesting trend now in retail with younger people, and especially with like kids, like with my grandkids. They buy things. You buy a box, and you really are not sure what's in the box. Now, you might know that it's going to be one thing, but you don't know what color you're going to get. It's a surprise. And I went to NostalgiaCon at the convention center over the weekend, and they had stacks and stacks of mystery boxes. You buy a mystery box for $20, and you don't know what's in it. You buy the box not knowing what's in it, but this seems to be a new trend of being excited about something and you're not really sure what it is. And I don't know about you, but if I buy something, I want to know what I'm getting. If I buy something, I want this color. I don't want to be surprised about the color. But this seems to be something that like younger people like are really into. It's cool to buy a $20 mystery box, not know what's in it. And you buy the box and you open it up and find out what's in it. And it looked like people were taking these home and they weren't going to open them until they got home. And there would be like two guys together and each of them had two mystery boxes. And it was like they were keeping the mystery boxes until they got home and then they were going to open them. I mean, what did they think that, Sofia Vergara was going to pop out of the box or something? I don't know. But anyway, I think it's kind of an interesting trend. And then I bought my granddaughter a Labubu doll at the NostalgiaCon event. And I don't know what color she's getting. I know she's getting a boo-boo doll, but it could be any one of five different colors. And she's not going to know what it is until she opens it up. And I don't know what it is. I couldn't pick out the color because you don't know what's in it until you open it up. So I thought that was kind of interesting. All right, we've got some text to get to. Ian, have you noticed this trend of buying something and you don't really know what's in the box?
Yeah, I almost was tempted to buy a mystery box the other day. I was doing some holiday shopping and I saw you can get a $500 value for only $99 mystery box.
Now, see, that's kind of tempting.
It's tempting.
Because, you know, I mean, $500 value for For what, $90?
For $99.
$99. So $500 value for $100. So, you know, even if you didn't want it, you'd still have something worth $500, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't think you can return this stuff, though.
Yeah. What kind of store was it?
It's Pink Cherry. Let's do some texts.
Okay.
Here's a text that says... Let's see what I did there. Is it just me, or have there been an unusually large amount of airplanes crashing this year?
Well, they had that series of crashes that may have dealt with fewer air traffic controllers or confusion with air traffic controllers earlier this year. But I don't think there's been an unusual number of plane crashes. I don't maybe the figures at the end of the year will show us something different. But I instinctively don't have that sense.
I mean, I remember in January and February, we were very much having that conversation with why are all we having these airlines? There was the plane
right.
that crashed that ran into the Black Hawk in Washington. There was the plane at O'Hare that flipped upside down, or was it Toronto?
And then recently there was FedEx? Was it the FedEx plane?
The UPS plane, yeah.
UPS plane, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a bad year for aviation. Here's a text from Mark the Historian who says, flying VFR at night over water can be disorienting. Moon illumination was 14%, so it was dark. Yeah, I checked. Wow. The plane took off from Gulfport 40 minutes after sunset. I've driven over the causeway at night when there's almost no moon. It's dark out there. I can't imagine flying like that.
You know, that's true, but at that point in the approach to the runway, and I'm assuming that this plane is on final, coming in 4 miles off, it's on final coming into the runway, landing from the north toward the south. I guess based on the wind direction, and you know, yeah, the sky's dark and the water's dark, but I, you know, at that point, they've still got to be a couple of hundred feet in the air. I mean, it's not like they're hovering over the water. And by the way, that person knows about flying because VHR are just basically visual flight rules. You're under VHR conditions. You're under visual flight rule conditions. And then the other alternative is instrument flight conditions where the weather is so bad that you're flying by your instruments. But legally, you have to have an instrument rating to fly. You have to have an instrument rating on your license to fly under instrument flight conditions.
Last one. Here's a text that says, no chance you catch me in the airport without a clean collared shirt, proper pants, and real shoes. You never know who you'll run into. I'm cleaned and groomed before I leave the house.
Probably gay. Clean, neat, clean. Of course you're gay. That was Seinfeld brought that up. You know, of course people thought Jerry was gay. He was neat. He was clean. He was single. He's got to be gay. Anyway, I like that. And I do see a lot of people who obviously care about how they dress when they fly. They obviously care. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about this because Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is urging Americans to dress better when they travel on planes, and that dressing better might add to a better atmosphere that is less conducive to inviting aggressive behavior when flying. And there was a time when people dressed up to fly, but no longer. And I mean, some people, it's like, wait a minute, did you lay this out on the bed knowing that you were flying today? Did you lay this out on the bed and this is what you're going to wear to fly? Again, some people just, you know, they look like bums. They look like people off the street. And maybe it's that kind of atmosphere that contributes to people being more aggressive. But I do think about, look, sometimes I'm relaxed when I fly, but it's, in my opinion, it's relaxed casual. And if I'm wearing a sweatshirt of some kind, believe me, it's a damn expensive sweatshirt. And I've seen, as I said earlier, I've seen women in sweatpants and a sweatshirt that's like designer that looks really, really nice. So you can have a relaxed style that is bougie, relaxed style that is kind of dressy and be cool. But, you know, the thing that's the worst is when, you know, somebody's wearing a, you know, like a tank top. All right, you got a comment. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1992, it was her first film role. Whitney Houston proved that she was not only a great singer, but she was an actress. She was this singer who needed the protection of Kevin Costner in The Bodyguard. And she sang this song, I Will Always Love You, originally done by Dolly Parton. It became a number one hit 3 days after the movie was released. That's how powerful this song was in the movie. And Whitney Houston falls in love with her bodyguard, Kevin Costner, and then he starts guarding her body. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On this date in 1984, Bono and George Michael and David Bowie and Paul McCartney and a bunch of other people got together to record the vocals for Do They Know It's Christmas? And it became a great favorite. This was the first of the big all-star charity singles, raised $14 million for famine relief in Africa, but all the money didn't go to the right places. All right, I want you to listen to this one part in particular. It's sung by Bono. All right, it's coming up here. I can't believe they actually sang this. I point this out every year. Here we go. What are you... So, Bono is singing, "Thank God It's Them Instead of You." Like what, you're thanking God that they're starving and you're not? I mean, I get it. I mean, it's a vicarious way of saying you're thankful, but I don't think that's the right way to say it. And I'm sure if Bono had to do it over again, he would maybe change those lyrics a little bit. Yes. Kids, remember, say your prayers tonight and make sure that you thank God that there are people in Africa starving and you're not. Thank God it's not you. All right, let's go to Marie and Harvey. Marie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hello, Marie.
Hi, I was calling about the travel issue. When
okay.
I'm traveling, before I leave, I'm an early packer, a week before. I normally choose for comfort and for reliability because you don't know if you're going to be late or delayed in things. I want something comfortable.
Right.
Normally, I wear a two-piece jogging suit that's not tight-fitting,
okay.
comfortable, with pockets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I wear tennis shoes clean with socks.
Now, does the two-piece suit, does the jogging suit, I mean, does it look nice?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's a jacket, and underneath the jacket, I normally, because I always have a chill, I always have
okay.
Some type of t-shirt.
That's cool.
And it's not a tight fitting, so I'm not uncomfortable where I'm showing all everything, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's
now,
okay. That's okay.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this. My brother once dated a young lady whose mother was a stewardess. And she had the friends and family tickets. And a lot of times she would give it to other people. And one of the things she would say is, when you're going, dress nice. Because the ticket taker or the clerk that checked you in, if first class is not quite full, and you were on standby or whatever, she would look to see how you would dress. And if you were presentable, she would give you an upgrade.
Wow. Yeah. I once got upgraded to first class just because of the way I was dressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, come on. Just a couple of weeks ago, I had gone to Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
This young lady got on there with a pair of flip-flops, and she had on some Daisy Duke. And I said, I didn't want to sit next to her.
Yeah.
Because her coochie was going to be stuck.
on that,
I got to say.
I do understand your concern there, Marie.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes you can show a little too much. But I'm glad that you're nicely dressed. And I would think that the woman who was a flight attendant and she was giving her tickets to other people, that she would want to be well represented by having the people she gives the tickets to dress properly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're dressed. It's okay to be relaxed and comfortable. You can still be stylish and you can still dress nicely. Yeah, exactly. All right, Marie, happy Thanksgiving, okay?
And same to you and your family.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for listening. Yeah, you know, look, I don't oppose Daisy Dukes. I have to admit that. But, you know, flip-flops and Daisy Dukes... Yeah, you know, I mean, sometimes you have to just, you know, draw the line. I mean, everybody doesn't need to get on the plane and look like Cardi B. You know what I mean? And not that everybody does, but, you know, there's a way to be comfortable. There's a way to dress nicely. But, you know, some people, you know, want to attract attention, and they attract attention on the plane, and they attract attention by the way they dress. But, you know, there are far too many people who just don't dress properly, and it kind of trashy. And I just, the tank top is just not something you should fly in. In fact, I would like for there to be a dress code to where certain things like tank tops, you know, were not allowed. All right, you got a comment. The Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2010, a restaurant became the victim of a prank. Representing Bob Dylan's crew that was in town to do a concert in Massachusetts, Amherst, Massachusetts, representing Bob Dylan, somebody ordered 178 pizzas, claiming they were for Bob Dylan and his crew. The person who was pretending to represent Dylan was wearing a fake pass for the Dylan concert, and went to Antonio's restaurant in Amherst, Massachusetts, and ordered 178 pizzas worth $3,900. That night, nobody showed up to get the pizzas. And the staff had gotten there at 5 a.m. to make all those pizzas, and nobody showed up to pick up the order. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, it's Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving week. Look, I was talking yesterday about why the Saints don't have the tush push. All right, there's the tush push. Last night on Monday Night Football, I heard one of the guys refer to the push as the Purdy push. I have a name for that play with Tyler Shuck. I'm going to share that with you coming up in the next hour. Plus, a lot more still to come on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.